I need your utmost attention, because on this open line, we can talk about anything and anything under the sun, but there was just a thought on my mind, a thought about, can you really and would you ask for assistance, financial assistance from your ex? Yes, from your ex. Assuming there's an emergency that just came up. God forbid a bereavement, someone just passed away, or God forbid again, you're involved in a harsh accident and you need to pay excess to an insurance company, or you need money for this, that or the other. But it's an emergency. It's really an emergency. And you know that your ex is loaded. You know that your ex has got money. They can borrow you money. They can give you money. They may not even want it back. Would you go to them and tell them that, hi, I'm so sorry to bother you, but there is a bit of a problem. I need to borrow 20,000 rands for tuition fees. I've just registered for this course, and I know that it will help me at work, and I can get a promotion. I can at least advance myself. I just need 20,000 rands to pay for school fees. Or would you ask them? Would you ask them to help you with an aunt's funeral costs, and you're a breadwinner at home, and you've exhausted everything? It could be that your current partner has even provided some cash for you. Your current partner has given you 10,000 rands, but that's all that they can give. Maybe with a bag of potatoes and some bit of veggies here and there, but that's all that they can give. But you need 60,000 rands for this funeral to go well. Can you and would you go to your ex and ask your ex for money and say, hi, I'm sorry to bother you. Borrow me 40,000 rands, please. I've got a problem at home. Remember that uncle of mine? Oh, there's an issue there. And once you've done that, would you tell your current partner that your ex borrowed you money? Is that really a possibility? Would you do it? And assuming you are the partner on the other end, and your partner tells you that they got money from their ex, how would you take it? Would that automatically mean that they are involved and seeing each other on the side, and there's some motions going on between your current and their ex? I'd love to hear your views on that. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial right now in order for us to communicate and to share encounters, experiences about this, the X factor. 011-883-0702. Alternatively, you can send a voice note if you're a bit shy and you don't want people to know who you are because your current partner may be listening. Feel free to just send a text to 072-702-1702. 072-702-1702. Also, to the very same number, you can send a voice note, hopefully not exceeding 60 seconds or so.
Let's walk the talk.
702. I would love to hear from you. Actually, I was speaking to the producers of this show earlier on, Mongezi and Khomonso, about it. And I said, I mean, I was telling them, sharing with them, and they forced me to say this on air because they said I must have courage of conviction if this is truly what I did. This is many years ago. It's not now. I must mention that because that's very important. This was at about 1652, just before Jan van Riebeck came through. That's how long ago it is. It's not now. Let that be clear on the record. So I used to have this dream, not a dream, but I used to have this liking that one day I want to have lots and lots of money. And one of the things that I would do is have a fund called Ex-Girlfriend's Fund, Thabo's Ex-Girlfriend Fund. And in that fund, I would assist an ex in trouble, whether she's trying to buy a car, or whether she's trying to register for school, or whether she's trying to, she needs money for a bereavement or anything of the sort. But first, they'd have to apply formally. There'd be a form that goes with all of that. On the form, it would, amongst other things, ask a question about when did we date? So they would have to be specific about the year and what was my pet name for you. They'd have to answer a whole lot of questions first before they qualify. Then in 24 hours, the funds would be released, depending on that. But that's long time ago. That's long time ago. Not now. I don't have that anymore. Okay. So I'd love to find out from you though. Would you borrow money or ask for financial assistance from your ex? 011-883-0702. Let's say, in Eden Vale, hey.
Hello, hello, Tavo.
Hey, Seho, how's it going?
I'm good, good. Are you well?
I'm free, thank you. I'm free. I hope you are well as well.
Yes, I'm well, sir.
Mm.
Tavo, they are just going to from your question was directly related to exes, but I'm just going to relate it to anybody.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Tavo, I just cannot ask money from people. I just can't. You know why?
Why?
I feel like I would be a pest. Like something happened to me. Like,
yeah.
It always happens. Whether it's friends, whether it's strangers, because I'm regularly on the socials.
Yeah.
People will DM me like they know me either from school.
Yes.
Like, oh, can I please have money?
Like, on DM.
Dude, or WhatsApp. Like, why do you ask money? Like, I just don't get this.
Yeah. What do you say? Are you a people pleaser? Do you end up giving them something so that you don't look bad or feel bad about yourself? How do you respond to that?
No, listen, Tavo. To tell you the honest truth, I don't know what to tell them.
You just ignore the DM. That's the way to go.
Yeah, because I just don't know how people do it. Like, okay,
yeah, but let's see. I want to push you against the wall. Would you borrow money from your ex?
No.
You wouldn't.
We are done. Like, no, I wouldn't.
No, I mean, let's assume the breakup was not bad. You grew apart and you don't have issues. The person was not violent to you. You really don't have issues. Yes, you had your own misunderstandings. And you know that, hey, Monges is now loaded. He's a BEE flyer and whatever else. And you're just thinking, you know, if I call him, he'll just really, really accede to my needs. And he's not going to make a big deal of it.
I have to disagree with you. You are really now pushing me through the wall.
Listen, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. Would you borrow money from your ex in case of an emergency? Assuming you want to pay for an excess, insurance excess, and you know that your ex has got money. Would you go to them and say, please borrow me 7,500 rands? Happy in Bramley. Hey.
Hi, Double. How are you?
I'm free, Happy. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Look, you know what? I don't want anything to do with my ex.
Not even money.
Not even money. No matter how stranded I am, let me tell you, I don't want to find myself in a space where I'm borrowing money from my ex. And if my wife can borrow money from my ex, to me, it will be automatically the new resumption of their relationship. So we might as well divorce.
No, but Happy, that's so unfair. But Happy, there's an emergency here. There's an emergency. And as I said, my example I know is bad. Assuming there's a funeral coming up and you know these things you don't plan for. And for whatever reason, you need 45,000 rands right now. And none of us walk around with 45,000 rands and you don't have it. And this person was not covered in your policies. And for whatever reason, you need it right now. You're the only person who can provide it. And you know that your ex is good for the money. And they won't go around telling people about it.
Nonetheless, we'd rather go to the bank and do loans than what? Not to borrow from the ex. That is a no-no. Like, no matter how the ex is loaded, no matter how down I would be.
But Happy, you didn't fight with the ex. It was just a mutual separation. You didn't fight. There was no bad blood.
I understand that, but I don't want anything to do with my ex. My ex is a past. Let the former thing be there. So
yeah.
I don't want, because remember, the minute you ask assistance from your ex,
yeah,
that they will use that to blackmail you in the future to maybe demand the like sex or whatever. So it will be a way to blackmail you.
Yeah, Happy says no. It's a no. Do you agree with Happy? 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. Alternatively, you can send us your voice notes to 072-702-1702. 072-702-1702. Anthony, you are in Midrand. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
I am free. How are you?
I'm so good. What a fantastic topic today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Welcome. What do you think?
You won't believe this. I used to date somebody we parted with since 1998.
Yeah.
She went to London and she came back, not in a good way.
Yeah.
Since 2004, I've been assisting her.
With what? Assisting her financially. Okay. I'm relieved. Yes. I thought something else I was going to say. Listen, enter me. This is a family show. Yes. No. I'm just kidding. But so you still help your ex with money right now?
This person was so good to me when we were in a relationship. We never... It's just like she has to look for a greener pastor in London. Unfortunately, it didn't go her way. So make a matter even worse now. She came back. She's sick.
Yeah.
She's in and out of hospitals now. So whenever she asks me for anything, I will never let her go without giving anything.
Has she asked for money before?
Always. Always.
And what is always? How often is that? Every month?
Every month. Every month.
So you give her something every month, right? This is your ex.
Yes.
Does your wife know that you do this?
Yes. My wife knows very well about her. Because before I married her, she knows the story about this, my ex.
Yeah, how does she feel? How does your wife feel about it?
No. She knows S is S for me. She knows an S. This somebody I've not even seen her for like last 2 years now, but I'm always e-walleting her. Whenever
okay.
She wants money, I e-wallet her.
You e-wallet her. But is she in a relationship? Do you know whether she's in a relationship?
Due to her health issues, she says she's seen nobody now because it's difficult for her to date.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very cheap.
So your wife is okay and you're okay with it, right?
You know, I don't have a problem. As long as the way I was raised up, when somebody comes to you, even if it's somebody don't know, not ask for something. Don't let them go empty-handed the way they come to you.
Listen, Entemi, you are a God's gift to humanity. And your wife is a great person for not blowing a gasket over that issue, for taking it very well. It must just be you and your wife who's like that in the entire world made up of 8 billion people and more. Well done to you. Well done, Anthony.
Thank you very much. I wish people can understand this.
Yes.
When somebody is good with you in a relationship, even if you parted ways, remember the good things they did for you when you are together.
Anthony. Yeah, a whole lot of people would differ with you, but let's hear what they have to say. It's 23 minutes after 1 o'clock. You're on 702. My name is Thabo Shole Mashaw. I'm standing in for Lebogile. We are talking about exes. Would you go back to your ex and borrow money from your ex and ask for money or financial assistance of any sorts simply because this person, and maybe it's because you are in an urgent situation that needs money right here, right now, and there's no one else to help you. Clarice, you're in Kagiso. Hi, Clarice.
Hello, hi.
Hey, Clarice.
Hi. So, yes, now I did ask for it. It wasn't help, per se. We just went shopping with my daughter, who was then 11 years of age.
Yeah.
And we liked this lounge suite. And my daughter said, let's call Papa. Papa is the ex. And the daughter said, Papa, your mama, we love this. I love this.
Yeah.
She can buy it for us.
Yeah.
And the father asked, how much was it? 25,000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then the father dropped the call because he was using the daughter's phone and he called me.
Yeah.
You guys, I told him, Clearwater. Where we store? Then I told him.
Yeah.
You love that thing? I said, yeah, I like it. We love it. Voila, 25,000 into my account. Yeah, and
this is baby daddy, right?
Baby daddy, we still have got mutual respect for each other.
Beautiful.
Even if like there's this week that we call Mampara week, the week prior to salary.
Yeah.
I would call him up for petrol.
Yeah. For you, yeah. You say.
And it's like that.
Clarice, I want to ask you this. Are you seeing someone?
Yes, I am. And the
okay.
person, I told the person because he saw the lounge sheet and I told him.
Oh my goodness.
You know, and yeah.
So you told your current partner that your ex bought you guys a dining room suite.
Exactly.
And what did he say?
No, nothing. It's lovely, nice. I think it goes back to respect. When you respect
does he sit on it? Does he enjoy it and sit on it?
Yes, he does. He
I wouldn't sit on it if I were him. I wouldn't. I'd say, get rid of this thing. Gladys, thanks very much. Thank you so much. Amazing. Things that are happening outside. 26 after 1. 011-883-0702 and 072-702-1702. Abel, do we have some voice notes that we can play there? 011.
Hey, Tavo. Yes, I can borrow money to my ex. I already did myself. Borrowed money to my ex. And then it depends on how you broke up. So as for me, my ex, we didn't fight when we broke up. We ended up relationship amicably. So it was so easy for me to ask money from her. I asked money from her, I think last year in December. I got the job in December. So I didn't have a taxi fare. So I asked a taxi fare for the whole month. And she did give me 1.5. And I managed to go to work.
1.5.
Hola, Steve. Now, bro, I don't think I'll be able to borrow money from an ex-girlfriend. No matter how much civil we are, I just wouldn't. It just becomes difficult, like, doing that from a current girlfriend. It's AB from Davidson.
Yo. There can be a reality show out of this, Mus. Reality show can come out of this. Things that we are hearing from your exes and your partners are okay with it. Guys, 011-883-0702. Jessica, you are in Pretoria. Hi, Jess.
Hello, Tavo.
Hey, are you well?
I'm well. What a controversial topic you both have today.
Yep. What's on your mind?
I absolutely do it. I mean, you did say that we ended up very well. We're amicable. I mean, if you have the money, I'll definitely ask, and vice versa. I don't see the problem in that.
But would you tell your current partner, Jess?
Definitely. I mean, my ex was there. He was there for the season he was in, and we broke up, and we broke up fine, meaning that we're now friends. So it's just like boring from a friend.
And your partner, what did he say? Your partner then, what did he say when you borrowed money from your ex? Didn't he feel as though he's insufficient somehow?
I mean, absolutely not. He doesn't have the money. My ex has the money.
Wow. Oh my goodness me. And everything as well. Are you still together?
Yes, we're still together.
Oh my. Do you also borrow him some money that you got from your ex?
No.
No, you don't. Jess, thanks very much for calling. 011-883-0702. Would you borrow money from your ex? Temba in Kempton Park. Hey, Temba.
Hi, Tabo. How's it?
I'm free. How are you, Temba?
I'm free too. Tabo, in my case, it's my son's mother.
Yeah.
And I will never let a situation where she struggles if I'm available. You know,
yeah.
If she needs petrol money, I'm there. If she needs whatever, I'm there. And it's not about my son, it's about her. If she falls and says, Temba, look, I don't have petrol money, she knows I'll eat on it. If she says, I need this, over the weekend she said to me, hey, should I take a little bit of Savannah? And I'm at home. You know?
So things that have got nothing to do with a child. Nothing to do with the child.
I'm just Okay, I'll send you money.
Yeah, so what? Iwaladeyat.
Exactly.
But would you do it to a different ex with whom you don't share a child?
You know what is important is how you broke up.
Yeah.
I think that is very crucial around this topic, you know.
Temba, we have to leave it at that simply because we've got news headlines coming up.
Booking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
And we are asking you a question. Would you borrow money from your ex if you were in an emergency situation? Would you call them and ask for money? Welcome to it. 25 minutes to 2 o'clock. My name is Thabo Shole Mashao. I'm standing in for Relebogile. And we're together till 3 o'clock, up until 1:45 for the next 10 minutes. We'll wrap up and we will just finish up this very interesting issue that we're talking about. Would you borrow money from your ex for studies, for a bereavement? Maybe there's an urgent thing at home that you need to get done, or you just need money urgently, 20,000 rands, 10,000 rands, 5,000 rands, whatever it is. Would you pick up that phone, send a text message, a voice note, or even call your ex and say, hey, ex babe, I just need some bit of cash. I'm in a fix. Would you do that? And if so, would you tell your current partner? If you are shy to talk to me, feel free to send us a voice note to 072-702-1702. 072-702-1702. Alternatively, you can just be like Eric and call us and we'll have a bit of a laughter about it and take it from there. Eric in Benoni, hi.
Hi, Tawo.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
Hey, Dimasiari, man.
Dimasiari, Abud. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing well, man, Tawo. Hey, this is it's one of the, it can be laughable, but the thing is, this is a serious question.
Yeah, yeah. It can make or break a relationship.
Definitely, it can do everything about life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
If you break up with the current relationship, you can also break the other one.
Yeah.
That is with your ex.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
When we, it depends where you grown up.
Mm.
Where did you grow up? And which circumstances. And then what is happening here, Tabo, we must use the spirit of Ubuntu.
Eric, I assume that means that you borrow your ex money.
Yes.
I had it from Ubuntu nje and thought, there's something here. So, and do you borrow your ex money because you've got a child with them, or just because it's the right thing to do?
Friend remains. Once you became friend, you were a friend. It's indeed. So whether you had the children or not.
Yeah. And so tell me, what does your current partner think about that? Do you tell them?
As I said before, that you will have to think twice. If you are going to break up or you are going to fix it, you will tell your current one, then it's going to be a problem. Then you will spend.
Man, Eric, this is not a politics show. It's not a you are too diplomatic. Do you tell your current partner that you borrow your ex money or you give your ex money? Do you do that?
I will not do that.
Why not? Why not?
Trouble.
Yeah.
That I solve the main thing here is to solve the problem that is in the house.
It's not to create more problems for yourself.
Well, I can't tell even if I can just find my ex,
yeah,
and then she bought a grocery for me,
yeah,
and I go back home with that grocery.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell my current one that I've got this 5,000 groceries from my ex.
But don't you think that hiding things like that from your partner, that's actually a problem, because now it opens a window of distrust?
I have some experience on that, because the thing is most of the women or the girlfriends that I had, whenever they always tell you that, please tell me the truth. It hurts, I know, but tell me the truth.
Eric, thank you very much. Your situation is very complicated, Eric. Oh my goodness me. Let's hope your partner is not listening to the station right now for the sake of your relationship. Mike, you are in Alberton. Hi.
How's it?
How's it, Mike?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Great stuff.
Yeah, I've been twice.
Have you?
The first time, so this is my ex, right? And she asked me, she broke her tooth. And she asked, and she's not a medical aid. And she asked me to please fix it urgently because it's embarrassing, right?
A broken tooth, yes, yes.
I'm like, hey, here you go, for it.
How much was it, if you don't mind me asking, Mike?
Oh, man, it's like a few years ago. I don't even know.
Yeah, a couple of thousands,
anyway,
maybe, yeah, whatever.
The money, so she went to go and fix her tooth.
Because she had a boyfriend, she wanted to go and see Mpumalanga.
Oh my goodness me! You even knew about the boyfriend and he still borrowed her. Why didn't the boyfriend give her money?
Nope, I didn't. In fact, I was fishing with a friend. I didn't even know about the boyfriend.
But did you tell your partner then that your ex has broken the truth and now she's asking for money?
I don't keep anything away, absolutely.
What did she say? What did she say?
Well, afterwards, thank you.
Mike, you're playing with fire, bro.
Excuse me?
I'm saying you're playing with fire. Tell me about the second one.
No, I'm not playing with fire. You know, I'm just trying to help people. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the second one was her water pump broke on her car.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, both, you know, obviously you need to get to work.
Yeah. Same person?
No, it was, she actually sold her car the next day to a friend. So it was actually a sale.
Yeah.
And that was a condition of the sale.
Oh, I see. Was it the same person, same ex?
Same.
The broken tooth. Oh, Mike, what's going on? Bruh.
Mother of my child.
There you go. Same person. Ruth in Joburg. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Ruth.
Yes, hi. How's it?
I'm free. How's it going with you, Ruth?
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. With me, I borrowed. I actually asked an ex of mine. We had broken up a number of times, but then this one time we broke up for like 6 years. But we remained friends. We talk now and then.
Yeah.
And I really needed help urgently. So I asked him to borrow me a sum of money, which he did. And today we are married, 8 years.
What? You see why then they don't want us to borrow our ex's money? Because we'll end up being married with them. Ruth, and now you're married. The money brought you together. Ruth, now answer this for me, please. Would you allow him to borrow his ex money?
No.
Oh, my. Now, okay, now it's not convenient. Why not? They might end up married. Ruth, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. 17 minutes to 2 o'clock. You're on 702. Let's take a few voice notes. And then on the other side of that, we'll be speaking to Clayton Bon, Claiborne Appies, who is the group CEO of Deaf Touch. We'll speak about that just after 1:45.
Very good afternoon, Tavo. Tavo, quite interesting. If you can manage to ask that from your ex-partner, what more can you ask for? Mushere, bye.
Hi, Tavo. Mine is a little different. So my ex, baby daddy, he's moved on. He stays with his new girlfriend. However, he's always asking me for financial advice. I just literally had to do a spreadsheet for him and just organize his finances. And look, he earns a very good amount of money, but he just doesn't know how to manage it. So he always comes back to me to ask for assistance in that regard. And actually I do it, I help him.
But do you tell your partner?
Good afternoon, Tabo. I know these guys that borrowing money from their exes and giving their exes money. I've got no standards. I've got no morals. No. Say no, no. Anonymous. Albertine.
Oh, I mean, really? Guys, how do you do that? And a voice note just before the last one. She said that she borrows her ex-man. But do you tell your partner? And does your partner know about that? Isn't that risky? Did you hear what Ruth said? They ended up being married, coming back together. My goodness. But thank you so much for participating and sharing your thoughts, your experiences. It always means the world to me when you open up and we all become vulnerable and share these stories because they actually happen in real life. I am gobsmacked. I'm out of it. I don't know what to say. It's now 1:45. On the other side of this, we'll speak to Claiborne Appies, who is my guest, group CEO and founder of Deaf Touch. And they'll tell us about how are they assisting with their app and with the necessary technology to assist deaf and blind people navigate our everyday lives.